Thank you, Chair. And I think you could already add Norway to that rather long list of countries named by Germany right now. A lot that we agree with has already been said. It would also be our preference in the first paragraph to be able to say human control. I think our preference would be, as many also have noted, to say human control over. But I realize that there is a painstaking negotiation on some concrete text in the 2023 report. And we'd be happy to use the language from the 2023 report. And then it would be a useful exercise for this group to see if we could move ahead by just adding human in front of that. Now, some delegations have noted that they wouldn't agree with that, so it could be a difficult exercise. But if we were able to do that, then the second paragraph under the preliminary considerations would pretty much not be necessary if we could do that. But if we can't do that, then we find that second paragraph very important. That being said, I read philosophy in university, so I'm very interested in essences and potentialities. But I think in this context, the essences and potentialities can be a little bit confusing. I'm not sure that human judgment is that it is the essence of human judgment that is needed. Perhaps we could just use a more sort of less loaded word, just say necessary, that is human judgment or human control is necessary, in order to ensure that the use, because it's a little unclear to us what compliance with international law has to do with the potential use of a weapon. It is the use of a weapon that needs to be in compliance, right? I'm not quite sure what potential use is when used in that context. So that's something to look at. And then as a final comment, I think we would also agree with the point made by the delegation of the United States that even though we call these preliminary considerations, they are actually very substantive points about the application of international humanitarian law. But we would welcome a proposal to have something preliminary first, and then perhaps we could just move these down, or we could have several boxes called application of international humanitarian law 1 or 2 or whatever that makes it easy to reference. But certainly these are substantive points. Thank you.